Roger Watwood, the Southern Illinois Damage Prevention Manager for Julie Incorporated.
What is Julie?
Julie is the Illinois One Call System, the one call shop for Call Before You Dig.
What's important about people making this call?
It's important for homeowners, farmers, and also professional excavators. They need to make the call for themselves, for the safety, for their well-being, and also for the protection of the underground utilities that are existing in the ground prior to their excavation.
Now, you say excavation. In what instances should a person opt to call Julie?
Very good question. A lot of people think it has to be major excavation or a very deep excavation before they need to call. But actually, in Illinois, the law states that any penetration of the surface of the earth is classified as excavation. So if I'm planting a tree or planting a rose bush, putting in any type of shrubbery, I would need to make the phone call. If I'm a farmer, if I'm installing metal T-posts or cleaning a waterway or especially doing any type of tiling work and cleaning ditchways, I would need to call. And then again, for professional excavators, anything from saw cutting pavement to removing pavement, installing underground utilities as well as building foundations, I would need to make that call.
The person doing the digging is responsible on a couple of different levels here. Give us the consequences of failing to make the call to Julie before excavation.
Some very simple instances would be, let's just say for a homeowner, you forgot to make the call, you're planting a tree, you cut a phone line. Even though Illinois law would not fine the homeowner for not making the call, that does not prohibit the utility from coming after that homeowner to recover the cost for the repair of that utility, because they did not have the opportunity to protect their facilities by marking the location of that. So therefore, they'll come after the homeowner or professional excavator for the willful violation of the act of not making that call. For a professional excavator, if they do not make the call to Julie and a damage would occur, they and the offended or the affected utility would turn around and report them to the Illinois Commerce Commission One Call Enforcement, which is the enforcing arm of the Damage Prevention Act in Illinois. They could be susceptible to a financial penalty of up to $5,000 per occurrence. And per occurrence could be a daily issue.
Let's talk about perhaps some more severe consequences in the case of hitting a line that carries a lot of power or that carries natural gas. What can happen?
Well, you know, the catastrophe of natural gas, whenever it would be struck, the pipeline carrying that product, even as small as the line going to your house, which is sometimes as small as half-inch diameter, that gas can accumulate in that area, find an ignition source, which could be a part of the motorized equipment that is running in or near the area, or as simple as static electricity that could ignite that. And so, therefore, if the gas would accumulate and the conditions would be just perfect and it found that ignition source, the gas could explode. If they didn't accumulate, it could actually catch on fire. So therefore jeopardizing the person that's working in or near that pipeline as well as the structure near that pipe, that small pipe. Now whenever you get into the large diameter pipelines that carry the natural gas or petroleum products across country, you know, those are carry pressures of up to 1,200 or 1,400 pounds per square inch. So just any type of equipment touching, like a tiling machine, a backhoe, a track hoe, a dozer, anything that would even touch one of those pipelines could actually rupture that pipeline and could have a disastrous effect on the person with the equipment or anybody in or near the area, because some of those have blast radiuses or explosive radiuses of several hundred feet in diameter based on the diameter and the pressure of the pipeline. And then, of course, with the electrical, whether it's a secondary electric line going to a home that's buried, somebody as simple as a shovel getting an electric line faces the consequences of electrocution, or, well, And with a primary electric line, hitting that with any type of mechanical equipment, you know, besides the jeopardy of someone being electrocuted, now you have a power outage that could affect industries, commercial operations, as well as residential properties. So there could be a large consequence of power outages, or in the case of natural gas, evacuation and a loss of revenue for any type of business.
How does a person contact Julie?
Oh, it's pretty simple. Up until 2002, all we had was our 800 number, 800-892-0123, and that's just kind of hard to remember. And the federal government enacted the three-digit dialing, so anywhere in the United States of America, we can actually dial 811, and that will take you to that state's one call system. So anywhere in Illinois, you can dial 811 by landline or cell phone, and it will take you to our call center in Joliet. Now, that is excluding if you're working inside the city limits of Chicago, that 811 number will take you to Digger, which is a one call center set up to operate only inside the city of Chicago. And the only caution there is if you use cell phone to call 811 and you work or live near a state line, that cell signal may jump to a cell tower in an adjoining state. Therefore, you would go to that state's one call center, and they may or may not have it set up to automatically transfer you. They would just tell you, you have reached the incorrect state. If you're trying to dig in Illinois, you need to call Julie at, and then they give you that phone number of 800-892-0123.
How soon before you dig do you have to call?
How soon? Well, for a normal notice ticket, which is 98% of all the tickets that Julie receives are normal notice. That means a pre-planned excavation. The state law dictates that you must give 48 hours, which is also defined as two business days. And a business day is defined in the law as 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, and that excludes weekends and holidays. But the law goes on to state that you must not give more than 14 days advance notice. So basically we're saying you have to give 2 days before you can start, but you must start within 14 calendar days of the date you make the call. And if all that stays good and you started within the first 14 days, that ticket life will stay valid for 28 days. I'd just like to add that I hope everybody has a safe excavation, anything they want to do, but just please plan ahead. Please make that free call to Julie. If I haven't already mentioned that, it is a free call to Julie, no charge on your part, and there will be no charge to you from the utility companies responding to the call. So the cost to you is $0, and the benefits way outweigh that $0 cost is to help protect yourself and your property and any other underground utility facilities in the project area. So continue with your excavation project. Please be safe, and always remember to call 811 before you dig.